Well, first of all, let me just start and say welcome to the Endless Honeymoon podcast. It's me. Hi, Moshe Kasher.
Hi, I'm your wife, Natasha.
That's right. But we're doing a joint episode, and I don't know, do you guys...
This is a joint episode, yeah, but
yeah, I was kind of under the impression that it was our episode, you know.
Oh, well, you can have it, on this.
We're in there.
Actually, I don't want it.
Brandon, maybe you do our own intro.
We are playing... We're playing an away game.
Well, that's what... Right, exactly. That's what, yeah. But you're still your team. It's not like
I'm in your home.
But you right are... Now. You're still the Yeah But Still boys.
And visiting...
I told Brandon to blurt out during the intro and take over.
So what is the, your intro? Still, how do you guys start usually?
We usually
It's usually just, hey, it's Jack.
I had a feeling it was a kind of like laissez-faire. Yeah.
It's a pretty laissez-faire affair.
We're immediately getting out podcasted.
Well, this is a competition. You're right in the middle of America's hottest podcast competition. We are
you
endless
guys have
honeymoon.
Like a format at least.
Yeah, we have a format, but you guys have youthful good looks.
Thank you.
Wait, you guys
thank
don't you have a format?
First of all, it's Jack Wagner.
We have swag. Really.
It's Jack Wagner and Brandon Wardell from the Yeah But Still podcast. I mean, from this podcast.
I thought you were going to say from the Yeah But Still boys.
Well, the boys from their own podcast, which this is their
so
podcast.
This is Yeah But Still. This is Endless Honeymoon. We're doing a crossover event.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is historical.
It's historic.
We're on camera.
Probably one of the biggest crossovers since... Family Guy Simpson crossover.
Well, the people have been asking for it. You know, the people have been clamoring. They're like, when are we going to do the Yeah But Honeymoon? Or Yeah But Endless But Still.
Endless But Still.
And here
you
we are.
You did one with Podcast But Outside, right?
Yeah, people had asked for that too.
Okay.
You know?
We're outside
and
right now.
And we are outside.
You're not outside.
It's
I feel like it's
kind of a rude alpha move.
This is like some early COVID bullshit.
Well, you guys are younger.
Oh, you guys are outside?
You guys are younger than us. You don't care about COVID.
I feel like I'm
much.
At Thanksgiving in 2020.
This is very 2020 COVID.
To be honest, I don't really care about COVID anymore either. So if you guys want to come in, you can.
But we already said
I would love to. But then you'd have to restructure your whole set.
This is a production thing, I'm pretty sure. This isn't COVID safety.
Well, the other thing is we're hardcore COVID cucks. That is the theme of our podcast. It's become slowly much less relationship advice and more COVID fear porn. Does that make sense?
Yeah. My stance is what were you gonna say, Jack?
Oh, I'm red pilled now on COVID.
Oh, what happened?
Aren't you?
I guess
you wearing
a
mask?
Well, I'm sort of no, absolutely not.
No,
but
I dropped my mask mandate a long time ago.
Wait, you had a personal mask mandate?
Yeah, I don't care. I don't know about the LA laws anymore. I dropped mine.
LA was being goofy. I'm in a place where I got boosted, but the whole time I was like, this is kind of gay.
You were kind of gay for that. You got it 3 days after getting COVID.
I still had the antibodies.
You missed COVID.
I should have just waited.
This would be cool because I think probably our broadcast will be really clean and the whole gay run is going to be cut out.
Okay.
So if you want the exclusive content, if you want the Patreon content,
tune into
Yeah But Still, you're going to get a lot of this, a lot of this really
well,
fun.
They're really send us the file. So this will be cut out of yours.
It'll be cut out of ours, but you don't have to cut anything out.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's going to be kind of fun is we're, like I said, we're terrified. We're terrified of cancel culture. We're PC punks and we're COVID cucks.
Right.
And that's kind of our thing.
And then our thing is...
So we could just claim this... we could claim territory in this podcast by routinely saying wild shit. Like,
oh, you could
COVID
ruin...
was made in a lab.
Wait, you saying you could ruin our podcast, our broadcast, because we'd just be constant edits and
yours
would
be like 10 minutes long and ours we have an hour and a half.
Did you guys see today that there's been like multiple new like research proving that it was not from a lab?
Oh, is that so true?
Who made that research? The lab?
No, it was it was Dr. Anthony Fauci, an unassailable character.
No, they're saying without a doubt in the markets of Wuhan.
Who said it?
I mean, it was like a dual studies. It was like
anyway. Who were the two studies?
I mean, I don't know. I don't read the full articles.
No, it was
Bill Gates.
Most people read headlines. And
it was Bill Gates and Alyssa Milano.
They linked up.
I was actually recently, you said you were red pilled. I was recently yellow and blue pilled.
Okay. What kind of pills are those?
For the people of Ukraine.
Mm. Oh, there we
thank
go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Moshe has, we had a party today for our child and I've made him explain Russia and Ukraine to all of our guests probably like 40 times.
Yeah. So if you guys ever have a party, you need somebody to come over and kind of.
How old's your child?
She's just turned 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she's hardcore red pilled also.
But you know, it's like, there's a lot to understand and I think people are pretty exhausted.
Yeah. I have a question for you guys. This is a dating podcast.
Sure.
You guys are young, horny man.
You don't want to keep talking about Russia?
He's recently engaged.
Oh, yes. You are? Congratulations. Yeah. How'd you do it?
In Yosemite.
That's a good call.
Beautiful overlook.
Perfect romantic spot. We've had sex in Yosemite before. Remember?
Wow.
We've stayed in Yosemite.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have sex in the woods or like in one of the many beautiful lodges?
In the Awani Hotel.
That's where we stayed.
That's where you proposed?
Oh. Yeah.
In the hotel or did you go to...
We went to like the overlook, like right when you drive in, there's like the tunnel you go through.
Yes. You remember
that? Were you nervous?
Actually, no, I wasn't.
Really?
Weirdly. No,
did you
I was
know,
like on
did
a
you
mission.
Know they were going to say yes?
Yes.
And did you get down on one knee?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do that. So in some ways, you're a bigger
you
cuck
just
than I am.
Posted up.
Yeah, I was.
He
like
he walked me to the edge of the Mississippi River in New Orleans, and like there was like it was like, we were kind of like splashing in it a little bit, and then he just kind of like fumbled in his jacket, and then put this like ring on my middle finger.
Whoa!
I wasn't.
He didn't know the
wait,
finger.
The edge.
I just it the whole
it was
I,
cute
yeah whole, that's nice
the pomp
cute.
And circumstance
you walk to the edge you said if you don't say yes I'm gonna jump
you're gonna get straight murked in the river you're gonna float to Missouri.
I thought it was cute that you didn't know which hand or which finger.
I just got nervous, but the whole performance of the thing felt
that's
very
cute.
Like
that's nice
yeah, but I was on a mission, so like I was just really focused on not like messing things up. That I didn't even think about like how big it was, you know.
Mm. Brandon, congratulations.
Do you mess with Raya? Because I have a Raya pitch.
I am on Raya.
Oh, yeah, okay. Moshe's got a good pitch.
I got a really good pitch for Raya. Yes. So like Raya to the listeners.
The listeners know about Raya.
I was going to. You do it.
No,
the
no,
Abbott
no, no,
still
you
way.
Explain it.
No, you do. You're on it.
Sure. I guess this is both of our. It is an away game. I am in your home, you know. But I guess Raya is the dating app that you have to apply for.
And it's for like entertainment industry people mostly, right?
Creatives.
Ostensibly, but like I do think they've been fast and loose with like who's allowed on there.
So
but
here's my pitch.
In theory, it's like exclusive.
So
it's
no.
an exclusive dating app, and there's some kind of Raya shadow government that gets to decide based off of your Instagram, like, oh, can you be on this or not?
Here's my pitch.
Yeah.
It's for people who are frustrated by the fast and loose nature of Raya.
Right.
It's called Raya Prime. Right?
Okay.
It's like Amazon Prime. You pay a little bit extra yes. per month, and it's only B-list and above.
That sounds
right?
There we go.
So no DJs,
no makeup artists, no still photographers yes. from on set. It's only...
It really is. It's too many multi-hyphenates that aren't good at any of yes. the jobs.
Yeah. Right. It's only Cara
Delevingne. Why do you guys need someone good at a job? Don't you just want someone to love your sorry ass?
Not a model DJ. Not a model DJ photographer.
Well, with Mariah Prime, you're going to be happy. It's going to be... Only you and Cara Delevingne.
Okay.
She of the
absolutely.
Eyebrows.
You think I don't know if I'm... I don't know if I could make it to Raya Prime.
Listen, it's my idea, so I'm going
to pay to get in, don't you?
Yeah, but you have to be approved by the shadow government, too.
Right.
So it's Raya for A-listers.
But
or
A-listers
B+.
Don't want to pay to be a part of a website.
Yeah,
they should
do.
Get on there for free.
Because they only want to be around each other. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's probably what parties are for.
What if we put it in? What if we put
to?
One powerful guy in charge of this, and he just kind of like brokers all the sexual transactions for these powerful
okay.
people?
I'm
oh,
thinking,
oh,
you know,
right.
you know who's available?
Right?
One
I'm
guy
in and out.
With like some kind of island.
Oh, yeah. See, I was going Weinstein. So a powerful,
oh, no.
yeah, a powerful
sure.
Jew, one way or the other. We find a
yes.
powerful Jew.
Can we? Ask
I think
them
we can all agree Jews are great at this stuff.
Oh, I just thought you were going to leave it at that. Jews are great.
Jews are great. Yeah.
Wagner, Jewish?
No.
Wagner.
Oh, Wagner, the opposite.
yeah. Jack Wagner.
I got it. Should we do...
Well, I was going to do those, but she said the call is waiting.
Oh,
so
shit.
Why don't we start with the call because they're in Florida?
What do you guys think?
It's midnight there.
Oh, wow.
So let's do it. Yeah.
So let's call her
late
before she like
style.
Loses it.
And Florida, midnight.
Hey, Tosh.
Yeah, Moshe.
Have you ever been out on a date?
Tonight.
You were on a date tonight?
Yeah.
Was it going well?
Yeah, it actually went really well.
And then all of a sudden, did they drop a big old deal breaker?
They did.
What was it?
They weren't you.
Oh, that's sweet. But, you know, I'm talking about like when you used to date not clandestinely in an adulterous way. When you go out on a date and all of a sudden they reveal that, like, you know, they don't vote or they hate dogs or they don't listen to the same music as you. Stuff like that.
Yeah, that's definitely happened.
Well, thanks to the OkCupid dating app, you may never be in that situation again. OkCupid finds people who you're most compatible with by learning what's important to you, by asking questions, and then the app, their one-of-a-kind algorithm, pairs you with people that care about the things that you care about, like dogs or the films of Fellini.
It's time to find your person. Download the dating app OkCupid today.
Yeah, but still, boys, do you want to introduce our caller?
All right, come to us from Florida. We've got Jordan and...
In Key West.
Jordan in Key West coming to us from Key West, Florida. Jordan.
You guys are naturals. This
what do you
is
have
perfect.
To, what do you have to say?
Hi.
Hi. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi.
Hello.
It's Natasha.
Great.
Moshe and our friends, Jack and Brandon. How you doing?
I'm good. And how are you all?
I'm well.
Brandon, you want to answer this one?
I would say we're well.
We're well.
I'll speak for all of them. I'm more interested in what you have going on.
Yeah. What's happening in Key West?
Oh.
Oh no.
Crazy down here. But okay. So here's the reason that I'm calling. Basically, is I'm in a very happy relationship. We've always had a very equal dynamic, money-wise, socially, looks, everything. But now my boyfriend...
He gotten ugly?
What?
He got ugly recently?
He's about to get really rich, actually.
Oh,
sounds great.
I know. It is great, but I'm starting to get in my head. Like, he's cute and talented. Fun, cool, and but now he's gonna be all those things and also rich. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like,
are you guys engaged?
No,
are you,
no.
Oh,
no.
This is your boyfriend. And what are you afraid of?
Okay, so like, I'm not afraid that he's gonna get rich and leave me. I'm afraid that like I'm gonna start acting weird.
You should worry about this.
Don't worry. It seems like a good thing to worry about.
It seems like a real catch. And all of a sudden he has all this money. It seems as though his options have really expanded.
Well, that's kind of the problem. Options have expanded. But also, I don't want to start acting like... I don't want to lose my chance of getting rich also. I don't want to start acting really nice and like, oh, whatever you want, anything for you. And then he'd be like, oh, are you just changing it up? Because now I'm rich and you want to be rich too. How do you not act like intimate, like anything, like, you know, anything for you? Moshe, rich and successful. Like, you're maybe a little, you are too, but not as much as her. So how do you just not like grovel to her and just like anything, any, like, oh, you know, how does she?
Wait, did you just say, how does Moshe not grovel to me for money?
Not for money, but just, well, because you're...
That is...
Oh, so you're saying she's not richer than me. She's just more famous and more iconic and more relevant. You're saying basically I should just be like intimidated by her fame?
Well, not intimidated by all of it.
But what you got to do is you got to co-host a podcast with him.
No, I mean, the real secret is this is why Raya was invented in the first place. This is so people don't find themselves in situations with asymmetrical power dynamics like this woman's finding herself in.
Jordan.
Exactly.
How rich are we talking? I mean, is he going to be a 100,000-aire? Are we million, 10 millionaire? Like,
is it Jeff Bezos?
Top 2%.
Can we get some more context?
Oh, wow.
I think like this might help.
What is he doing for money?
Where's this money coming
from? It's not here yet. Like, also, you know it's coming. Like, what is it?
Oh, is it NFTs?
She's in Key West.
No, it's not NFTs. I'm in Key West, so it is. I can't.
Cocaine. It's cocaine. There's the plane is on the way from Colombia right now.
Key West related. And I made a spreadsheet actually of his projected profits and, you know, expenses, blah, blah, blah. And I was actually afraid to share it with him because it's so much.
But what is it?
And
yeah,
so
how much
to,
is
like,
it?
Do not share. He's a captain on a boat captain and he has the chance to, he's going to.
Oh, this is wild. Okay. Well, I'm very intrigued.
I know. All we know is that he's a captain of a ship.
Yeah.
Which is like, $65,000
okay, so
a year.
So there's this stone called the Heart of the Ocean, right? He's going after it with his friends.
Oh, this is the plot of Uncharted.
Like, you know how people can get really rich with like a drywall company or like...
Sure.
Or whatever? It's like, it's not like you know, you're going to make millions on the stock market, but like, you're going to like make money in an obscure kind of like hardworking way.
Okay.
Does he
have to work hard?
So like, he's just going to be successful at what he does.
I think that's
which is
right.
The goal. That's the goal, like, of anybody you date. Yes.
Does he talk about how he's going to get rich a lot?
Oh, he's actually afraid to even look at the spreadsheet I made because he's nervous. Because he grew up very like working class, like.
Well, it sounds like you guys are kind of a partnership. You're making a spreadsheet to show him his protracted earnings. You know, it's like you guys are kind of partners in this way. And it's like, what's the worst that could happen is that he'll get rich or, you know, a lot of money, more money than you, more money than most people in the town.
He leaves you for somebody hot. And,
yeah,
you know,
everyone
like,
you are like sexy.
What is this boat?
I know.
Everybody he works with is a bikini babe?
Yeah, he works at bikini babes. Literally.
Oh, so
yeah.
the drywall metaphor, the drywall was women in bikinis?
I mean, truly.
I mean, he's been working with the bikinis for a while, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, I'm not afraid that he's going to leave me. My fear is that I'm going to start groveling when I thought that I was like the powerful, impressive one, and now he's going to be the powerful one.
But
I don't know how to deal, and I'm
got like, it. You feel intimidated by the amount of money he's about to start making at whatever it is that he does, whether it's drywall or captaining a ship or doing bricks or rubbing suntan lotion on hot bikini babes.
Well, the truth is that is better than someone mooching off you.
Oh yeah, that is super true.
It sounds like you guys are pretty solid.
Yeah, you guys seem fine. You need to just rise and grind. Maybe you need to step up your grind.
And stop ruminating about worst case scenario. That's just a waste of time. Yeah. It doesn't exist. Yeah. Life is... Also,
he could watch this video later, right?
Yeah, sure.
This doesn't seem like the podcast type.
Couldn't he see a video of you
description
asking
of this guy?
Oh, you think he's never listened to a podcast? That's why he's so successful?
Probably.
He's out here grinding.
That's what's bogging us all down.
But I mean, I think she seems pretty confident in him not finding this.
You don't
think
your boyfriend's going to find this podcast?
He may. Well, it's a small town, so.
Well, to be honest, this podcast goes beyond Key West. It goes sort of nationwide and even international.
Well, also so we have like a comedy club down here and he.
Wait, you own a comedy club?
No, we Key have West one, has one. And I worked there for years and he's a comedian there. So if this does.
Oh, he's a comedian.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
hold
he
on
also
a second.
Does stand up?
He's a stand up.
He's a stand up.
He's a stand up captain. A stand up captain.
I'm so unclear on what your boyfriend does.
What if this whole thing was her revealing that her boyfriend finally got his first headlining week at this comedy club and he's like, baby, I'm about to take this thing supernova. Make a spreadsheet.
Yeah, what's the comedy club there?
It's called Comedy Key West.
Ah, and
Comedy Key West.
Where he's literally just getting scammed. Like, yo, we saw this sign that said invest in real estate, call me. And the numbers are looking crazy.
Bust out the Excel.
We just gave our bank account information to these people.
So what I think that you're asking me how I deal with Natasha. I mean, I know that I hope that was sort of tongue in cheek.
Yeah, how do you deal with your wife's incredible success without being like a little...
Moshe's a very successful guy.
I'm
well.
A successful
right,
guy also.
In our relationship.
Right, so
they share their Netflix special is a shared...
No,
shared.
He should worship me more.
That's true.
Project.
No, it's like this. The problem here, if you're being serious about being worried about like starting to grovel to him when he hits the big time in stand-up comedy or whatever his industry is you just got to be confident. I mean, don't you... The whole point of being with somebody is that you want them to become incredibly successful so that they can pay your bills when you get canceled.
I feel like it's the only thing to worry about is the opposite if they're doing nothing.
Absolutely.
Once you're with somebody for a while, you're like, I'm gonna need you to start making more money.
Yeah, and
because I'm getting hungry.
And
I want some oysters.
That's 100% true.
And if he does the worst case scenario, leaves you for a bikini babe, it's like fuck that guy. He wasn't ready for a real relationship, and let her try to figure out the math of his science.
You don't need money to get the bikini babes.
That
is true too.
He could have gotten them before.
He has so many jobs and no jobs.
He's a sea captain that is the. It's a boat full of bikini babes
and drywall and
he wants the job.
He moonlights as a stand-up comedian. comedian.
He's the booker at Comedy Key West.
At Key West,
but
like,
he books exclusively drywall products and hot babes.
And he's like the biggest comic in the Key West. Brandon, scene this or is something.
Yeah. This is what multi hyphenates are like outside of L.A. and New York. Okay.
By the way, your boyfriend could get on Raya for sure.
Yeah, the Key West Raya.
Yeah,
you know, we
he's the only straight
Bumble.
Guy in Key West, probably.
You met on Bumble? And I swiped no because he was a comic, and I figured he was bad. And that's
smart.
Why did you swipe no because he was a comic? What is your stereotype? Well, oh, because you worked at the comedy club.
I just figured he would be bad at it.
At what? Oh, stand-up.
Stand-up?
Sex.
We were just the only people left in town, so I gave it a shot. But
I got it. I want to go play Comedy Key West. Have you been
to Key
West?
Is sick.
It's so good.
I've never been.
It's so beautiful. It's such an awesome, beautiful
place.
Yeah.
Condo. Yeah.
Can I give you some?
Wait,
some
you have a condo?
Advice? No, the comedy condo, honey. You can stay there. I'll stay at whatever nice hotel is there.
Well, I like that you were trying to sell it with the comedy condo.
Okay. Here's some advice after these guys are done, making fun of you. Just kidding.
I'm not.
I think that you should not mention that to him, that you're afraid he's going to lose you because he's going to make a lot of money. Like, that just kind of puts you in a weak position. And I don't think there's any reason to tell him that. And I think in general, just try to focus on the parts of your relationship. Like, try to get rid of the fact that you think he's his success is going to overpower you, and try to think about, is your communication good? Is your sex good? Are you guys having fun together? Are you having quality time? And just keep focusing on those important things. And the rest, there's no sense in ruminating on the word. It's like what Moshe tells me about our kid. Like, I'm always focused on what's the worst possible thing that could happen at all times. And it's okay, well, what do I get from that? Nothing really.
How long have you been together?
3 years.
You're fine. What are you?
But if you want to get married, you should start letting him know that, and that's a totally separate thing. And Jack just got married and
engaged.
I was engaged, and I was like,
he might not make it to getting married, honestly.
I'm gonna hold it up.
You're gonna do it?
Yep.
But I asked him if he knew she was gonna say yes, and he said yeah. And I think that you kind of have to let the guy know that it's time.
I would do this the minute the day that his drywall company goes public. I would propose. he won't think it's too obvious. Just do it.
So I got confused.
No drywall.
That was a metaphor, right?
Allegory.
Yeah.
There's a drywall metaphor. He's a sea captain, and he works with 100 bikini babes every day. And he's that. What are you? You're not. Okay. How much money are you making as a comedian in Key West?
Well, honestly, we still don't.
Money from comedy. He's making money from.
And it's a new sea venture, because I assume
there's a large tourism industry, so it's
got it.
So it's some new, he leveled up, apparently. He must have, right?
Yeah, he leveled up.
Okay. And you're afraid you're going to help him with, you're going to help him with his business, and then he's going to leave you.
And I'm not going to be the powerful, better one.
That's
a little bit of a twist.
Okay, that's interesting that you
said
that.
She did say that before.
but she reiterated.
Said the powerful, better one.
So you're not just...
I'm not going to be the better one. This is a weird way to think of a relationship.
So you're not just worried that he's going to lap you. You're worried that you're not going to be the alpha anymore in this relationship.
Yeah, that's...
You're worried about being the skipper instead of the captain.
Wait, isn't a skipper a captain?
He's the captain's helper.
Yeah.
Oh, so William Riker was the skipper.
Is this Gilligan?
This is Star Trek.
Star Trek. I don't know.
Nothing. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Gilligan was a skipper, right?
Right. I think
it comes down to what you want in a man, and if you're one of those women, like a lot of men I know, they just want a plus one. And if that's what you are as a woman, you just want a plus one to follow you and envelop into your life, then maybe this guy won't be right for you. But if you're really in love with him and you want to make it work.
Is that what you want? Do you want a man to be worse off than you? Do you want
to? No, I would actually prefer to never work again.
Wait, I don't understand your dilemma. You seem like
you don't know what you want.
My sincere advice would just be to don't treat him any different at all.
I was just getting in my head of
Also, because his shit can get fucked up at any point.
Don't you know
the boat can sink?
Oh, that's so true. Yeah, he might be.
Like you might, you know, your spreadsheet could be wrong too, or he just gets hit with some weird Florida taxes you don't know about.
And do they even have taxes in Florida anymore?
I feel probably
like
don't.
DeSantis has removed all taxation
from people. That
must
attract a really great crowd.
What?
Everyone who goes there like doesn't want to pay their taxes.
Oh yeah, I mean it's people that want to get rich and stay rich, right? Here's a question: can't you be like, you know, like the rappers who always have their entourage around them, and they're like, these are the people. I hang out with these goons from my neighborhood because I know that they really love me because they've been down with me since I didn't have shit. My day ones. You could be his day one.
Yeah.
You're in good shape. I think all you got to do is be confident in yourself.
Yeah, get over that you want guy to like, you know, that's like old thinking. That's like you when you were young. You know what I mean? Like, I just think you had to be mean to men all the time.
If he leaves you, I don't know how in the world you'll find another rich guy in Florida with a boat.
Okay, well, good luck, honey.
Yeah, good luck. That we couldn't figure out exactly what industry your boyfriend is in, but I would start trying to get that ring now. Get the ring now. Yeah. Because then when you guys do eventually get divorced, when he leaves you, then he'll have to leave you with half of his money.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, I guess that's good advice. Lock it down.
Lock it down. Lock it down right now.
Yeah, why was that? Why didn't we immediately say that?
Yeah, you got to lock it down before he goes.
I guess we got caught up in like, what the fuck does this guy do?
Yeah. It was a real mystery.
It sounded made up. Well, it was great talking to you.
All right. Good luck
nice
to you.
Bye.
Good luck, Jordan.
Thank all right. You. So the rest of the callers, they were from, because we put out that Insta story saying that you want to talk to the Yeba Still boys. They didn't understand that we meant call in. So
you don't want to wrap it up with Jordan at all?
She's gone.
Oh, okay. She was cute.
She's gone.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Take it away.
No, go ahead.
No, take it away.
Well, I just thought we would like figure out
her
deal was.
We could decompress.
I mean,
for
one second.
I don't know. I wanted to know like what boating opportunity this guy got.
What could it be?
To go from like she's the alpha, like completely dominating this man to like what kind of captain pay bump where she's intimidated by the wealth.
The job stuff was like,
part of me was like, did she make a math error? Like I was like wanting to see the spreadsheet.
That'd have been cool if in real time she opened it up.
She's
and
just
was
bad
like,
at math.
Okay, 152 weeks in a year. Like, I was like,
she starts crunching numbers.
Taxes are 3%, right?
Okay, Jack. You know what? You're right, Jack.
Strange bird.
He makes $13 an hour. That's what I figured. I did misplace a number here. Hey, Tosh.
Yeah, Mosh.
Would you say the last few years have been the most stressful time in your life?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. What would you describe it as?
Zero chill.
If you're feeling zero chill yourself, we'd like to recommend Noom Mood. It's here to guide you to mental wellness and give you the tools you need to tackle your stress so that you'll feel empowered to take on whatever life throws at you.
With Noom Mood, you'll take the journey to mental wellness one step at a time. Their guided approach teaches you the power of shifting your mindset, which is so important, in just a few minutes a day.
With a team of dedicated coaches, you'll have a support system helping you on your journey.
I think it's really good to decide to do this kind of thing like first thing in the morning. Like, remember I told you, Mosh, to start like, I want you to start taking care of the kid in the morning half the day, half the week, so that I can get up and like do my meditation.
Let's focus on Noom, shall we?
I just think it's all very important, you know? We really need to like focus on our own mental health.
And we recommend you try Noom Mood. They take care of your mental wellness in an empowering way, and they'll help you better understand your personal relationships with stress and anxious thought so that you can take control, build resilience, and develop coping mechanisms that actually work. And all you need is 10 minutes a day. It's an app, so it's there for you anytime, anywhere.
Accessible and convenient, and you are stronger than your stress. It doesn't get to control you. Equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to steer yourself to happiness. A lot of us, you know, we're the masters of our ship. We don't have people doing it for us, so we have to kind of try to figure it out ourselves.
Worry less and feel happier. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/honeymoon.
That's noom.com/honeymoon.
Once again, sign up for your trial at noom.com/honeymoon.
That's noom.com/honeymoon.
Hey, Tosh.
Yeah, Mosh.
You know what's so annoying?
What?
When you're sick and you look up a doctor and you like call like a doctor and it's like, yeah, we can see you in 40 weeks. You're like, no, I'm not going to be sick in 40 weeks.
No, no, it's not like that anymore.
No.
We have so many more. The metaverse has really opened up doctor's appointments.
That's right. Specifically, ZocDoc.
I love ZocDoc.
This is a service that I personally use, and I know you do too. Basically, you need an appointment, and you want one today, and you want it near you. This shows you all the available doctor's appointments.
And their ratings.
And their ratings, and where they went to school, and you can make the appointment on the site right there, right then, and go get the help that you need.
ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them, and in your freaking neighborhood.
It's awesome. I really use
we got dentist appointments. We got doctor's appointments.
I've done it all. I have had severe STDs taken care of by ZocDoc.
Find the doctor that is right for you and book an appointment today that works for your schedule. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc. I'm one of them. It's my go-to whenever I need to find or book a doctor.
So just go to ZocDoc.com, choose a time slot, and whether you want to see the doctor in person or on Zoom or whatever, or just like that,
wait, you pronounce it Zoom?
Zoom. Well, this is really like a video visit.
Okay.
But just like that, boom, you're booked. ZocDoc.com/honeymoon. You can download the ZocDoc app for free, and then you can start your search for a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/honeymoon, ZocDoc.com/honeymoon. All right, so you guys, we have a few people who've written in, so maybe I'll read a couple of these. Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, lovely.
Oh, wait. Oh, you want them to read
it? Or maybe you should read it to us. I like that.
Yeah.
Let me read. I'll read you a couple and then maybe you guys will have some.
So these are the but still fans that wanted to get advice on relationships on this dual podcast. These are your peoples.
Okay. Wow. So this is from Melanie. Hi, Brandon and Jack. I'm writing to you as one of your elusive female listeners. So that you guys mostly have male listeners?
No, it's not that.
Or are they just really, the women are really slippery and don't
I don't know. It's like, what would you say the ratio is? You see the data.
60-40.
Okay, that's not bad.
That elusive.
Well, she's elusive anyway. I like it.
She might just be an elusive woman and she's one of your listeners. Okay. Those might be separate thoughts.
I'm 23 and recently moved to LA.
Okay. Guys, okay.
Interesting.
Getting less elusive by the second.
It's been pretty hard to meet people here romantically or platonically.
Okay.
Dating apps are bleak and make me want a KMS.
Brandon's like, what do you look like?
Did she send? Did she attach a
wish
photo?
She was down to Zoom.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. So she's 23, just moved to LA. Interesting.
I like KMS. I mean, I don't like that she wants to KMS, but
KHS.
I'm kill myself.
And you would say KHS.
KHS. I don't like that she wants to KHS.
Yeah.
I'm losing hope that I can meet cool people online. What IRL activities should I join to meet friends/lovers? Don't say the DSA. Those guys are cringe. DSA?
The Democratic Socialists of America.
Wait, I thought it was just another one of her.
It would be so funny if this was like a 45-year-old woman cosplaying as like a Gen Zer, just like looking up internet acronyms.
They're cringe.
Wait, why would you ever tell her that for friends and lovers she should join the Democratic Socialists?
Absolutely not.
I like that. That's where. Well, she's probably political, right? Like, why is that where she's going?
I guess
going
she's
to
not
first?
Political. Okay. But it's so funny to be like, if you're looking for a hot lay, check out the acolytes of Bernie Sanders and Ilhan Omar.
Some guy that's going to gaslight you.
Well, Jack,
you're canceled.
Oh, the displaced.
If you want to talk unhoused neighbors and get your pussy eaten, try the DSA.
Jack has a girlfriend or a fiance.
Yeah.
But Brandon, how do you meet girls?
Well, it's
in LA right now.
I don't even think Brandon.
IRL.
That's private.
In real, I mean, I guess like through the internet.
Brandon uses his blue check mark too much to meet girls.
Right.
I'm proof. The proof is in the pudding.
I'm on.
What's the
me.
Pudding?
The pudding
He's
is my the ring.
Oh, that ring made of pudding.
No, but I mean, you I don't know. Like, it's hard in LA. I'd say that. Like,
why do you think it's hard in LA?
It takes like a year to figure out like even like where you
to,
exist.
To like, acclimate.
And, yeah.
We're
yeah.
all very isolated, and it's like if you're a part of it, you're a part of it. But when you're not a part of it,
it's
you
hard
feel
to jump in.
Even further away right. than you are. And it's
once
like,
you find your footing, then you're
it's hard
good.
To like actually get in the mix.
But, LA's a tough city. I Yes.
I don't really know how to give people advice anymore, because if everyone's doing everything online, mm-hmm. that's just like a different world. Like, I feel like when I moved here, you could like go to places and go to bars and go to, you know, there'd be like scenes in different places. And now it feels like you have to like text back and forth with people and like maybe get a coffee and then maybe get a date. But like, you have to go through so much.
But she's asking for specific, what do I do?
Specific, what does IRL? She do? She's, this is a... Oh my God!
There's a child.
Oh, hello. Oh,
I think hello.
Wait. So, do you guys have any last minute advice, though? Like real advice for people in LA? Because LA can be a really lonely place.
Well, Jack, you were saying
we didn't get to give the advice, did we?
No, we didn't. That didn't happen yet.
I feel like I just started going to like little events. I don't know if I've met anybody there. I remember the coolest thing I went to when I first moved to LA and had no friends was Jeremy's Best Fish Taco Show.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a fun
stand-up
show.
Yeah,
you guys, like, you I was guys going do like that, show that all the time.
A live stand-up comedy show is definitely a place to meet people. Definitely.
And I will repeat what my 75-year-old neighbor told me when I was single. She said, "You must make yourself like a smelly flower."
What does that mean?
It just means like when you go out, you're like, you know, you're giving it, you know, you look good. Mm. You do go that extra mile. If you really want to meet people and like meet a lover or something, you kind of have to like make yourself the thing, you know, like a lot of times. I mean, like we had friends over last night and I came down in my robe. You know what I mean? Like I'm not really a smelly flower right now.
To me, you'll always be a smelly flower.
Thank you, honestly. Honey. But, you know, and also it's about not backing out. Like, you know, when someone's like, oh, come to this party. And you're like, that could be good, but I could just, like, smoke pot and stay home.
I went to every single thing
you
I was invited to when I first
yourself,
moved here. To a T. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean.
And then you met somebody.
Many years later as a, you know. But
did you guys meet on Instagram, though?
We did technically meet on the internet.
No, but I get
but
it.
But via friends.
What do they
but
say?
Even like.
But just, when I first moved here. Didn't matter who was asking, I was going anywhere.
Energetically,
me
I think
too.
That's good.
What do they say? You can't win if you don't play, right? Yeah. You have to be Absolutely. At the table in order to win. And I think what you were saying, Jack, is right. Los Angeles in particular is a city that it's New York size, but it's spread.
It's very spread out.
Yeah,
it's
New
really
York,
hard to...
New York is like seeing an explosion. LA is like unlocking a puzzle. It's like it takes a long time to figure out who your people are.
And you're
going
to waste a lot of time. I would walk into parties when I first moved here, and like every person you would just look at the plastic surgery. Like it was just like...
Yeah, I feel like the first year is kind of a wash.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's a test. It's a test. Yeah.
All the
Pass
people...
Or fail.
See if you'll stay.
It's rough. But anyway, good luck to you. Hang in there.
All right, let me read the next one.
Wait, will you read this one?
Send me a photo. Let's see, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Okay, I'll read the next one. This is from Big Shot Finnegan. And you can read the one you
already
like.
I have a bad feeling about this name.
Well, you're going to not like this. This question is for Jack specifically.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Because I feel like he'd have a particularly good insight into this. If you're on a date that you quickly realize is going south, what's the best way to make a polite exit? Also, does anyone on the pod have any funny dating disasters to share? I'd love to hear them. Jack, what do you do when you're on a date and you're like, I know this is bad. I'm engaged to someone else. I shouldn't be here. How do you get out?
Ooh, have you ever had Jack specifically?
I don't know. He felt like
the
you
polite part.
Well, you can answer first and we'll all go.
Damn, I don't know what I would. Honestly, I unfortunately probably would power through.
I would too.
I don't know. Otherwise, I would like just try to like finish things early.
That's what I hate. Don't miss
about
dating.
This is a classic way. I don't know.
Just don't fuck them.
Yeah, that's what I don't miss about dating at all is that feeling of sitting down, meeting the person, and 5 minutes in being like, oh, this is, I don't want to be here. This is a wash. I want out now.
I would be
honestly,
like, I have to go.
You would leave early?
Yeah.
How?
Have you done this?
Well, I never did internet dating, so I kind of knew
internet
who I
dating,
was.
Regardless.
I know, but I knew who I was dating. I was never showing up somewhere and being like,
no,
oh.
You're proving a good point. I never got in this because the audition process, before I even got to the in-person date, I already knew who they were pretty well.
But people are different. People are different before and during a date. I remember I was with this girl once, and I was really excited by her on the phone, and I got to her house to pick her up to go out to dinner, and she closed a hot pink leather bound She was told me she was Jewish. Hot pink leather bound New Testament Bible with highlighters, like multiple highlighter points and tabs to, like, she'd been studying it. And at that moment, I was like, oh, this isn't. We're not.
It's a fake Jew.
We're not compatible. You're a Jew for Jesus. So you didn't tell me.
Oh,
that.
It was a Jew for
or whatever
Jesus.
She was.
I don't know. I think anyone who's studying the Bible, that's kind of cool.
The hot pink and the
she
tabs,
Jew-fished you.
She totally Jew-fished
is that just like locks?
And then we had to go out. I'm like you, Jack. I powered through. And I was just like, try to be polite at the end of the night. I was like, that was nice. Nice to meet you. And I'm out and I'm not going to call you again. Brandon?
How would I get out?
You're in a date. You realize it's not going to be good. What do you do?
I just stay to the end and then I don't. Then I waste a night.
Yeah.
Like that's all you can. That I can't. I don't have like the.
Once you're there, you can't get off the train. I think it's a.
I'm
the
too
prep.
Much of an empath.
It's the prep
to just
you have to do.
Leave.
What about you, Tosh?
I mean, honey, I really haven't dated anyone in like 10 years. That's why I crossed out this question.
Well, these guys.
Well,
I'll combo
these two because like I think. Unless it's a true freak, dating is like a good way to make friends too. If they
that's
like,
true.
Or like meet friends in LA.
That
so
is
it's
a good
like,
point.
Don't burn the bridge because like maybe that the Bible girl has like
her best
some
friend
cool,
is my wife.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I really like what you were saying, Jack. Like just like doing everything. It's like, but see, I was telling Moshe that the other day, and he was like, "No, everyone does everything online now. That's the only way people meet people."
I said people date online now. That's how people date, and the reason they do that is because there's no ambiguity. You know, you're on a date. You know that it's romantic, but because you met on a dating app. So when you sit down, you're like, this is a date.
It's not the moment of like, oh, we're hanging out. Oh, is this a date?
Yeah.
Right.
Worst date you've ever been on, Tosh?
Worst date I've ever been
on? Or any of us?
On?
Any of us? Anything come to mind? Dating disaster stories?
Ooh.
Worst?
We can come back.
The worst one is inappropriate to tell because it was so bad, but...
Sounds like you got
a fun one.
Sounds like you got bodies in your closet.
Okay, here let's move on to the next question because I was kind of excited to hear what you guys thought about this. Hey, I was recently at a bachelor party where strippers came and performed. I'm single AF, but I know several people at the party were in relationships or married. Should those people have excused themselves from the party
or at least
declined lap dances?
It's not cheating.
Who the fuck?
Declined a lap dance, though.
Who wrote this email?
Christopher.
These are your fans.
Is being around strippers a violation of trust in any context? Or, well, hold on. Is there a bachelor, bachelorette party exception to that rule? I don't think you're saying that no matter what, you can just go out into strippers and never have to tell a girl.
I kind of think so.
I mean,
if it's a bachelor party, it's
no.
Assumed.
If it's not a bachelorette party, you're just
not,
going to the strip club.
That's like a weirdo. That's like if you're doing because you have to doing anything in secret is like a betrayal. So even if you're like secretly bowling and not telling them, and they find out that you've been bowling for six like nights in a row, and they're like, "What? Why?"
That's a really good point.
They're not exactly equal, though.
No, it's not the same, but.
No, but I feel what you're saying. If you're not comfortable, somebody once said that to me. If you're not comfortable telling your partner, it's cheating. I don't know if I totally believe it, but I get the point behind it.
Interesting.
Right?
I think I don't know. You should, you don't have to excuse yourself.
Well, this person.
Unless you're fucking a stripper. Don't fuck the stripper.
What about a lap dance?
Don't go to the champagne room.
What about a lap dance? Can you do a lap dance?
Yeah, I think that's safe.
What if they're grinding on you?
Isn't that what a lap dance is?
Yeah. Have you never gotten a lap dance?
I don't know if probably.
I mean, if you don't want, I've been in the situation just simply not wanted one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never liked strip clubs for the simple reason that when I'm looking at naked women, I want to have sex with them. I'm not trying to dance on the edge and be like, how exciting. I didn't do it. I'm like, that's not interesting to me. I don't want that.
I remember, my first lap dance.
You used to do laugh dance at the champagne room of Comedy Key West, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Your first lap dance what?
Laugh dance Tuesdays at Comedy Key West.
I feel like Chris is a young man. I feel like that's a young man's concern.
The first time I got a lap dance ever, I have never been softer.
Yeah, it's very intimidating and weird.
I don't know.
There's like older guys I've heard of though that they like grease up their bodies and then put on really, really lightweight sweatpants and then they go get their lap dance.
Yeah, is that,
they
is
can
that,
like is the gray sweatpants.
Yeah.
The old ones that you've been working on in for a decade and then you heat up Vaseline in the microwave for 25 seconds, slather the inside, and then they're very form fitting and tight. You go get a lap dance and you pay and pay and pay for them to keep going until you ejaculate. Is that cheating?
I think I'm really fascinated by this guy's question. I don't think it's bad
yes.
at all.
I don't think
you
so
don't
either.
Think that's cheating?
Definitely
wait, to be
not.
Around.
If you do oh,
wait,
you're
are you
just
talking about like, oh no,
no
then
no,
that's cheating.
Sure.
If you're greasing yourself up. I mean, if you're greasing yourself up, that's bigger than cheating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got bigger problems than being unfaithful.
It's like, I think any person would be like, couldn't you have just cheated on me normally? Had an affair?
Wait, what was that about the sweatpants? You let them...
They're really thin, and then you grease yourself up
and
before.
You've been wearing them for 10 years.
So these are very
super worn out.
These are form-fitting, and you've been wearing them for a long time, so a lot of the fabric has become compromised. So there's like even almost those sheen holes. They're almost holes. And you're slathering the inside of your body with a really thick, inch-thick layer of warmed-up Vaseline, okay? So then the lap dance comes, and you don't ejaculate, so you keep paying her to start the lap dance over until you complete.
Yeah, that sounds above board.
Yeah, I think that's kosher, right?
Okay. I think, it's bachelor, and within the confines of a bachelor party, I think there's a level of don't ask, don't tell.
Of course, dude. And this guy
and
thinking
that's
that, like...
completely in the bounds of expected.
Yeah, and him getting mad that the guys who are in relationships are getting more
ass. I do love that this guy's at his boy's bachelor party. He knows that some of them have girlfriends. And the whole time
he's
just seething. He's just like, he's at the bachelor party, just like, they have girlfriends.
These people.
A strip club.
I, on my bachelor party.
Yes.
Brent Weinbach.
Our friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod. Yeah. Brent Weinbach, did what classically he would do.
I love
for
Brent,
me,
so.
Which is hire a male stripper to come. And by the way, it worked like 100%. Like there was we were having a great time. We were playing board games. It was a very vanilla bachelor party. We went to the Banya. Went to the Russian bathhouse.
Great.
And then we went out to eat, and we were playing board games at my house. But we were having a good time being loud. And there was a loud knock at the door. We opened it up, and there's a guy that said there was a noise complaint. I fully fell for it. And then he came in and he started stripping. And Brent, who had hired the guy, first of all, Brent starts freaking out a little bit because he's the stripper is kind of like coming towards everybody and trying to like grind on them. And Brent pulls me aside and whispers, "That's not the guy I hired." And it was a different, like, it wasn't just a guy, it wasn't a different looking guy, it was a different race. Like, I looked
at
the picture.
Why did Brent care?
Because he was freaked out by the fact that he had hired
one
person.
It's never the same guy. I think that's like stereotypical.
So then the guy goes, first Brent starts running from him.
What did he think? It was like a different race?
No, he was mad. He was like, not mad. He was sketched out because he was like, wait, they sent me this picture of the guy.
Right.
This is a different person. What's going on here?
Yeah.
I only say it was a different race to say it wasn't a mildly different guy. It was like a really different guy.
Yeah.
And he started chasing Brent in particular because I think he sensed...
Brent was paying for it.
No, he sensed that Brent was uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Brent started literally running from him.
Yeah.
And then... Then the guy got really, like, there was this moment in his face where he came in thinking he was at a gay bachelor party and that we were going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
And he went from being serious to realizing we were all laughing at him.
That sucks.
It sucks. And then so it was like not that great. Yeah. And then he grabbed me, the stripper, and said, "There are different things that I can do for money." So he basically was like, "You could all fuck me if you want."
Oh, wow.
So we did.
And that was the time I cheated on my wife.
Yeah, so we did. And I was always wondering, is that cheating?
Yeah.
Do you think
it's not cheating?
That's not cheating.
No, that's not cheating.
That's not cheating.
Don't ask, don't tell. Uh-huh. All right, here's another one. From Natalie H. "Hey guys, Natalie from Salt Lake City here. As I am lying in bed worried about my mother and her ongoing obsession with ghosts, I thought I could ask the team for advice. My mom, Becky, is in her late 50s and is a Spitfire, but she seems to be having issues with her condo having ghosts. Everywhere she moves, she seems to find ghosts. But this time, she has been single for quite some time and works from home, so she is very alone and stressed and not sleeping well. I feel like the combo of being alone and bored has made her deep dive. She's gone as far as trying to contact the previous owner's family to tell them what the ghosts are telling her. I need help. Do I get sage and pretend to cast them out and pretend with her, or do I ignore it? I've thought about just debunking everything she
this
says.
This feels like a Jack question.
But I'm scared she'll get hurt feelings or keep it all to herself or go insane, as she already is a little crazy.
Unfortunately, I feel like she already went insane.
I totally agree.
I think it's... I think she needs so far other help.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you talk to Moshe about ghosts, he's just like, well, ghosts aren't real.
Yeah, they aren't real.
Oh, well, I'm the opposite, but...
You believe in them?
Yeah.
Why do you think this woman's insane then?
He does, like, Halloween
then?
Episodes.
Well, why do you think this woman's insane then if she believes in ghosts?
Well, it's because you could tell the difference between somebody who's experiencing something real and, like... I mean, if every house she goes into, there's ghosts, and she's like... trying to contact the owner's family... That indicates a sign of, like, you don't understand, like, basic personal boundaries, and you probably aren't, like, you don't have a strong grasp on
this. Was a sex slash
right
dating question?
Yeah, great question, Brandon.
I always thought she was going to fuck the ghost.
Wait, Jack, have you seen, I would love to see you and Moshe debate ghosts.
I mean, there's no debate, but.
Moshe only believes in what is real. Like, it's what he's seen.
It's well, a lot of things were paranormal before they were discovered. Mm.
Like what?
The gorilla.
The gorilla?
Yeah.
But then they discovered them, and then so they're no longer paranormal.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things.
But that's the kind of... I don't want to get into this debate, but that's...
Electricity?
But that's the kind of classic debate. Yeah, right. There might be fairies. There might be ghosts. There might be time travel. There might be magic. There might be wizards. There might be goblins. All of those things are
the
impossible.
The
yeah. There we go.
They still haven't found it.
But that's... I don't... But wait, I'm curious. Have you seen a ghost?
I haven't seen a ghost, no.
Have you had a paranormal experience?
Yeah.
What can you tell us about
it? My mom lived in a haunted house for a while, but...
How do you know it was haunted?
Well, it was...
Because sometimes
we figured it out.
It was called Hollywood Haunted Nights at the Universal Studio City Walk.
No, because sometimes I hear stuff, but then I'm like, oh, it's the wind.
Oh, no, I heard, like, very... It's creepy when you actually, like, hear it for real.
What did you hear?
Like, specific... I mean, you know when you could hear somebody in the kitchen at night, like, doing...
But is it the ice maker in the refrigerator?
No. Like you know, like when you could tell what they're eating. Like I could hear somebody like getting the Costco hummus open. Then they go get like the bowl for the chips and like.
And then you don't get out to like see them.
The ghost was eating hummus.
Like you could hear what's being opened. You know, like specific. You know when you know your kitchen, you know the sounds of various things.
And you're just like, I'm not even going to go in to make sure it's not a robber.
No,
I
would.
Nobody's
there.
To me, the funniest part of this question is that there's a ghost haunting a condo.
No.
It's not an old house. It's like a pretty new development.
A haunted condo.
A haunted townhouse.
Right, because it's only in like that one room. It's
this
not like
getting
into
this person was brutally murdered in 1997.
A haunted loft.
Well, I mean, this is not the right setting to tell this stuff, you know, but...
Because I'm being a jerk, you mean?
No, I mean, it's just we're joking around, but I think like you don't know... A lot of times you don't know it's that... I didn't think it was much of anything until like we realized we were all experiencing this and my entire family is like, no, what? Why the fuck would I go in the kitchen at night? It's scary. I think this I'm scared of this place. None of us eat food at night, but we all hear somebody like in there eating food like vividly.
By the way, how do you know there wasn't somebody like hiding somewhere?
I mean,
that's way worse.
That one much
worse.
It's
like the middle of the swamp in Florida.
Well, we used to live next door and one time I was there. The guy I was dating, his brother said, oh, I saw an old man here. He was in the room, but he was in the, there's a wood paneled room and it's, everyone always thinks the person's in the wood paneled room, which makes me
the
think
most ghosty
it's
room.
It's a very ghosty room. And so I don't know if that, so I've had two different people tell me there were ghosts in there. And then the guy who lived there with me said that he woke up and someone was saying, get out of this house, get out of this house, get out of this house, like in his ear.
That's scary. I mean, I don't know if believe's the right word, but like, I mean, scary. After interviewing people for 4 years about it, like, I don't think I believed before, but now I've heard just
You've
enough.
Done four Halloween episodes.
Yeah.
Now.
My
yeah.
thing is that we've had this debate before. My thing is that I don't disbelieve people's experience. I don't not believe what you're saying. I believe that occurred for you. I just don't understand the part where you jump to and it, not you, where one jumps to, it is a it's a dead person from the past who is still haunting our realm. For what reason are they haunting our realm? Why don't, if there's ghosts, why do only certain people see them? Why aren't they?
Because it's almost like, why are some people intuitive and some people not?
But that's just such a mush point. It's like, oh, I'm intuitive, so I see them.
No, it's not that they're intuitive, but I'm just saying they might be more.
So not only do spirits
vulnerable or susceptible.
So not only do spirits remain on our earth, but they only reveal themselves to people that believe in spirits and are attuned to spirit energy. Those are two separate supernatural phenomenons. Mm-hmm. One, that people die and they stay on earth. And two, that there are certain people that are able to see spirits.
Let me just say right now, Moshe is impossible to argue with. So
I'm the
you
best.
Don't have to respond to any of this.
No, I'm not attacking your belief system. I hope
no,
I'm not.
No, it's not a belief system by any means. I think it's like kind of cool.
I do. I think it's cool too, actually.
But you're not open to the fact that there might be people who have seen something on another plane.
What about UFOs?
I find UFOs infinitely easier to believe in.
Why the technology that would be required for to come from another planet would be even like more of a stretch than
it's not more of a stretch, because it's literally impossible in my feelings would tell my observation tells me it's literally impossible for a spirit to remain on Earth. There's no technology.
What if it's like a different universe, like a parallel universe,
or like a multiverse ghost,
or like a different plane?
Ooh,
or it's
a
like
ghost
a different
on the
dimension
internet.
Essentially,
like, so okay, let me try to understand what you're saying. The person is my mom. I know her. She's my mom, Diane. She dies, but her spirit remains, but in a different dimension.
Like, I mean, there already are more dimensions.
I'm with you on that.
It's just excess energy, honey. It's just like there's extra stuff.
Extra stuff?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
It means that not everything is what you see in your reality. All but the time with your glasses cleaned, and no, you're like, this is all that life is.
I'm
what I see from my glasses.
Again, by the way, the Instagram story did say sex/dating questions.
I know, right?
Let's move on. One last one that I want to ask you guys.
Ask them all.
Well,
we only got these boys this one time.
Okay, hold on. This I think is important, and I think it's people, you know, they don't really know what's up. Hey, everyone, if you were tasked with picking the dinner locations for a first date, but you were only allowed to pick mid-level chain restaurants, what do you pick and why?
That's a fun question.
You got to go,
does Dave and Buster's count?
Wait, before that's we answer
one.
This.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Before we answer this, I have to admit something. I actually don't believe in mid-level chain restaurants either. I don't think those
only
are
only high-level chains.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what do you choose?
I'm curious why they can only.
I know, who's putting
level?
That restriction?
Dave and Buster's is a good call.
Dave and Buster's counts, right?
Great date. Great
I'd
date.
I'd say a burrito on like a hill is better than.
A burrito on a hill?
Or just like.
On a hill?
A burrito on a hill.
I'm just saying, go get a burrito and walk somewhere and eat it outside is better than going to fucking
a chain restaurant?
Applebee's.
But Brandon's saying you can play games. That
that's
cool.
That's fun.
What do you choose,
Jack?
I mean, he stole the best answer.
That is a good answer.
Dave and Buster's.
If you have to go, if they're going to be bad no matter what, then go to the worst one.
Mm-hmm. Never go to a Chili's. Never go to an Olive Garden. Yeah. Never go to an Applebee's. You can do Red Lobster, but as a joke.
Red Lobster is fun.
I'll tell you my favorite chain restaurant of all time is Chevy's Fresh Mex. And I think
Chevy's
it's
is good.
Yeah, Chevy's. Rocking with. I think my parents still have the plastic Chevy's cups from the kids' meal.
I love Chevy's. I think
so
it's
cute.
Genuinely good. And another thing I will say, I think chains generally are pretty good, actually. There's a reason they become successful.
They're reliable.
Chains. They're reliable. Yeah. Applebee's is bad.
Applebee's stinks. But I'm not above a good chain.
Same.
Yeah.
All right. Mary writes in, I've been in love with the same person since 2009. We've dated on and off and always mutually break up due to distance with the understood fact that we still love each other. Recently, I dated a new person for 4 months, but ended up ending it because it felt unfair to him being secretly in love with the other guy. My question is, at what point in casually dating someone do you owe it to them to be honest that you're still in love with someone else? For now, I think I just need to chill and figure out if I'm even really committed to the concept of dating other people. What thoughts?
I would say once you're beyond a couple dates, once you're in the zone where the other person might be looking for a definition of what's happening, I guess like a month.
I mean,
isn't it?
I mean, if you're in love with another person, like why are you dating somebody else?
I mean, stop dating people.
Why are you dating somebody else?
Because otherwise you're not in love. You just have like a friend that you can't like you just have somebody that you can't talk about a ghost.
I mean,
this man's haunting your life. You just need to move on.
I'm familiar with like keeping.
Talk about a chain. This guy's a chain.
Yeah, right.
A mid-level chain on you.
He's haunting you.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I keep. I've always kept a lot of doors ajar in my life.
Talk about a buster. This person seems like a straight Mark ass buster.
There we go.
People.
I mean, yeah, there's the doesn't Oakland. That? If somebody told you this, wouldn't you? Wouldn't that seem a little fishy? Where you're like, ah. I think you just need to.
It sounds like she needs to marry this guy.
Or move on.
Or move
completely.
On.
You
or
have to pick.
Marry him or move on.
What do you think, Tosh?
I think that. Well, don't guys have their own idea of like what casual dating is?
Well, that's what I was saying.
You
it's
just
like,
have to create your own
I mean,
thing.
Yeah, if she wanted sex, then she should say to the person, hey, I'm in a emotional entanglement with somebody else.
But also, if you're like pining over someone else, like that's something else. That's something else you have to deal with, because if that person is not available to you, you shouldn't be like pining over them. You should try to move on.
I totally agree.
You got to sort it out with this person first.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it sucks to be
I mean,
hung
also,
up on
like,
because you don't want to waste anybody's time.
Yeah.
I think honesty is the big thing. But also, I don't love the idea of people being in tumultuous, never ending, long distance relationships.
Yeah, you got to figure that out.
You got to get out of it.
Long distance relationships aren't real.
No, they stink.
Yeah. You could close the distance. Like, if, I mean, you guys having been married, like, if you were just like, oh, Natasha, like, ah, yeah, Natasha just like, lives in Phoenix and like I love her, but like she lives there and I don't
Wait,
know
that's
you know,
what
like,
I want Moshe to do
move to Phoenix
right like but like wouldn't you just like you know at a certain point wouldn't you have been like fuck it I'm like moving to Phoenix like I
right.
she's I'm, the only one for me like I've
100%
yeah. I only LDR I'm rocking with is Lana Del Rey
yeah
wait hold on right, okay so one. This one's for Moshe
yeah
Is this horoscope shit real?
Jack, I'll talk to you.
It seems to be the more I read into it, back test it against past relationships. If you don't... Mm. Oh, okay. So that's one question. Moshe does not believe in horoscopes.
Neither do
all.
I.
You don't? You don't find that that's a plausible possibility?
No. Why would this make any...
Well, you guys
are
saying...
The ghost thing doesn't make sense.
You guys are
it?
Saying this is married
Wait,
men.
I'm curious. What, Jack, do you think that ghosts are more plausible than horoscopes?
Yes, because I'm not like... Look... Like, if there is something, like, I'm merely saying that the existence of ghosts might exist. I'm not saying that I claim to have, like, knowledge of ghosts and, like, what they mean. I could predict the future using my ghosts, blah, 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 blah. Like, so even if astrology, even if, like, the position of the stars did affect the Earth, I couldn't imagine, like, how we would have figured out, like, how to... parse that information and figure out like how to predict things.
Get it accurately correct in the
book.
Yeah,
I mean, like if you consider all the things we can't fucking figure out.
I don't know. I think if you're a woman who believes in astrology,
to message you,
you're a single woman who believes in astrology. Yeah, my Instagram handle is BS Wardell.
You're 23. You live in LA. You're lonely. Please hit me up.
I remember as soon as Trump got elected, my friend took me to a crystal store, and everyone it was like packed. There was like huge lines out the door, and like everyone was just like, you know. And she was teaching me how to use the crystal. She's like, now if you put one in your hand and you move forward, that means this crystal is trying to speak to you. And everyone in the store was doing that, and I was like, wow, people. But you know, it's like people. It still helps you be introspective, and if that's what's like helping you center yourself, and if horoscopes and reading about astrology is like helping you, you know, figure out things about yourself, I don't know.
I think it's like the opposite of like I'm into ghosts and UFOs and stuff like that because it opens more questions for me. It's like, oh, maybe there's more to like this boring world we live in.
That's a nice thought.
And I think astrology and like the way a lot of people I know look at it, like closes things off. You're only using it to be like, oh, don't date that guy because of he's a Cancer or whatever.
Right. I mean,
or like,
I
this is going to, don't do this week. Like, I know what's going to happen. You know?
I mean, I kind of, where I'm at with it is like, I like astrology. I like skincare.
Skincare.
Yeah. You know, I like stuff that girls like. You know, but I also love, but I'm not gay.
But
you know, I love pussy.
You're like
you know?
A sensitive guy that all girls
yeah,
would want to be
and
with.
So
you're
like
saying?
I, you know, I like I'm open to hearing about astrology, and it's like
you're a catch.
I like that kind of.
Okay, well here's the second part of the question, which I have a very strong reaction to. If part two from the same guy, John Gruber, if you don't like the same art, music, movies, or fine art, etc., can it work?
No.
Like, exactly. Like, if someone cannot understand the irony or deeper meaning of your favorite stuff, or thinks your favorite music is stupid, bad sign.
Bad.
Oh, no.
You know what's funny, though? Guys are, like, incompatible unless it's, like, they're really young and they're like, oh, it's okay if they don't know who Scorsese is.
Well, oh, that's funny. You're like saying on other guys.
I see a show her my movies.
She's really smart and special, even though she's only 22 and I'm 68.
Well, they don't have the same reference points, you know? Right. Like, I think sometimes it's hard when you date outside of your age range.
I think it's like a fundamental disconnect. Yeah.
I got a question for you, Brandon.
But also, I do believe that you have to like the same art. Except I don't like a lot of your art.
You don't mean all of the same art. You just have to have some overlap.
Right. Like, there's got to be like in the circles, there's got to be some. Like, we like mutuals. Cooking. We like Gordon Ramsay together. Yeah, we like documentaries. We like Julian Fellows. Yeah. We've got a little bit. And then Moshe likes a lot of Star Trek.
Yeah. I'll add an asterisk to my agreement with that is that if they don't care about art at all, I think that's fine. Like, if they're like, I don't really have strong opinions about music. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. Really?
I'm not into that.
And you like them a lot?
I don't know if I am as strong of a believer that you have to have the same cultural interests with your partner. It's hard to be like a square and like a freak artist person. But if you're like, I'm into this kind of stuff, you're into that, I don't know.
Like, Moshe, if you didn't know about like every current event, I could deal with that.
Okay.
But like, cause you're like really great at current events.
Right.
But that's not like really important to me. But if you had like butt taste in music, like, I don't think I could deal with that.
Brandon, here's my question for you.
Yes.
Could you date a woman who is a successful comedian, but whose comedy you didn't really respect? You knew they were good.
Mm-hmm.
Good,
like,
what?
Like, they were good comedians.
She was a good girl.
No, a good at comedy, but just not like the kind of comedy you could get down with.
No, because
that's a lie.
That would be no. Are you? What are you talking about?
If she was looking right, are you kidding me?
No, absolutely not. And I've also been I haven't dated comedians in years.
Okay, that's maybe the one thing. Yeah, you would like maybe as like a career.
But for the most part, any comedian that I have hooked up with, I can vouch for 95% of them.
Okay.
Comedy-wise.
Yeah, I'm okay. Turning around, am right. I?
Yeah. Because I do think that, if it was like somebody where it's like, okay, I do not connect with what they do on stage. But
you do connect with them physically and in every other way.
I don't know, because I think that it would feel dishonest.
Right, you couldn't
say
that.
What if Emrata started doing stand-up?
Why would she do that?
To make this hypothetical work.
Could you date T.I.?
Could I date T.I.? Yeah.
T.I. Do you respect his comedy?
I haven't watched it. I do need to watch it.
I sent you that.
You sent it to me. I still need to watch it.
I want to see it.
It's he did like an open mic in Atlanta.
He's been doing comedy a lot, and I saw a really funny.
Well, a lot. He's like regularly doing it.
I saw a really funny video of Godfrey, who I guess Godfrey headlined at a club in Atlanta, and Godfrey is a great comedian.
Of course.
And then T.I. went on after him.
Oh,
and,
God.
And because it was like, it's his home, you know, he's the king of Atlanta or whatever. And Godfrey was on some radio show saying like, no, I didn't stay and watch it. Why am I going to stay? I mean, already, I like T.I. as a rapper, but why would I stay and watch somebody that's not as good at something as I am? They're not supposed to go on.
I'm in Florida. I've got so many other things to do after my set.
I was just saying like, so that's what Godfrey said. And then T.I. did like a response video and he was like,
wow.
It was essentially, if I read the tea leaves correctly, T.I. was basically saying, like, don't say that kind of stuff or I will have you killed.
Jesus Christ.
It was so funny to me. It was like,
that's his comedy.
Well, that's how he knows how to respond to a diss video.
Right. Yeah.
Just be like, don't make me bring the gangster out. I'm still T.I. Mm-hmm. I'm not the dude you think I am. But it's like, what?
Yeah, where's the joke structure?
You're going to assassinate Godfrey?
Like, right.
Okay. Yeah, but also, why can't Godfrey stay and watch his set?
I guess he probably felt a little disrespected that a more famous but not as funny person was going on.
Who, like, has been doing stand-up for, like, a month.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when...
Godfrey's very strong.
Years before we ever met John Mayer, he used to do stand-up. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember those days.
He would,
days.
Like, drop into, like...
Sure.
The Cellar.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He was actually the T.I. of his time. Yeah.
And that he was getting a lot of...
People call him the white T.I.
A lot of brushback at the time.
And can I just stop this part of the podcast? Because I don't want to say anything because I don't want to get killed. Like, John Mayer is equally as terrifying as T.I.
He has shooters.
He's got goons. All right. What did you ever see the stand up?
I've seen videos. I mean, I do think that John Mayer is funny.
Well, he's funny.
That's the thing. What do they say? They say every comedian wants to be a rock star and every rock star wants to be a comedian.
Right.
So there's people like T.I. and John Mayer who are naturally funny people.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that they're good at stand up.
Well, it's I
worked for T.I. and I would not say he's naturally funny.
Is that true?
Oh, wait, talk about that. Speak on that.
I worked on his reality show when I was a PA.
Wow.
I don't remember him being particularly funny. Yeah.
Was he nice?
No.
That show is good.
I don't know.
He is good.
I would watch it. You know what's funny? Lyndon had to drive around Tiny for like 3 days.
Oh, his my old roommate.
But that must have been easy. She's so small.
I don't think it was easy. I think they abused him.
I wouldn't say this kind of stuff about T.I.
Yeah, maybe you cut this out. I don't want to get killed.
All right, last question from your people. Do you want to read this one? Should I read this?
I'll read it, honey.
Okay. Hi, guys. My question is from Douglas M. How do you keep yourself from getting burned out on a shitty date by a shitty dating scene? For context, let me describe my situation. I've been single for a very long time, even before COVID. My problem is that I live in Miami. The main industries here are tourism and finance, and there's tons of beautiful people with shitty personalities. People are incredibly vapid, rude, and obsessed with chasing clout and exclusivity. It's hard for anyone who just wants to find a normal relationship and not hook up all the time. It's just as hard to find friends. Whenever I do go out, all anyone talks about is crypto and NFTs, dating apps.
Wait, that's what people in Miami. My God.
Imagine how many conversations about NFTs.
Why are they talking about that in Miami?
Miami, that's
the crypto capital?
I mean,
yeah, it is.
Plastic surgery, cocaine, and NFTs is probably
they all moved there.
Yeah, that's probably all they can talk about.
Their mayor was like baiting everybody to move there over COVID.
Why does he live in Miami?
That's a good question. Yeah. Dating apps are even worse because they're filled with vacationers. Sometimes I think I'm the problem, but this is the one of the few places where if you run into assholes all day, you're the asshole. Doesn't really work because everyone is kind of an asshole here. I would move, but I'm under contract at work until the end of the year, so I'm stuck here until then. Any words of advice would be appreciated. Thanks, Doug M.
End of the year. I mean, ride it out.
I also think Miami is... I agree... I don't know if they're dumb, but they are the most hot, not in my way hot, but the most percentage of unbelievable hotness I've ever been around.
If you drive just a little bit south, there's a girl that might be single soon.
No, it's also like
that's right.
The problem with Miami is if you're like more intellectual person, everyone there is like very focused on their body.
Yeah, there's
and
a lot
so
of
like
bodies.
The idea of being really hyper focused on like your butt or your abs or your thighs, like that's like I don't think I could really connect with people that much over that.
What if you found someone there that was like my two things are my butt and my mind. Those are the two things I'm working on.
I think he needs to look harder. There's like cool parts of Miami that I'm aware of.
And there's cool people everywhere.
There are cool people.
Right.
And usually in the shittiest places, there's like the small nook of people that are cool are cooler than normal.
And you know, the truth is, I went to UC Santa Barbara for college.
Banana slugs?
No, that's Santa Cruz. We were the Gauchos.
Santa Cruz was cooler, right?
Santa Cruz was more hippie. And I went to UC Santa Barbara, and I was very isolated socially because I was like...
He was like a Jewish studies major, right?
Yeah, but I was like, you know,
And that's like the rape capital of...
Yeah, I was a Jewish studies major, and that was the rape capital, so we didn't have a lot in common.
No, but I think that UC Santa Barbara is like the highest... It had like the highest per capita date rape. It's like a huge party school.
Yeah, that's why
was
I had a hard...
major?
Moshe, you hate that stuff.
I did really dislike that stuff, and that's not why I went to school there.
No, you were like a kind of dorky religion major.
No. I actually was like I was older, and I was like thought I was like really hip, so I couldn't get my whole time in college was spent like being better than the bros, and the hipsters I found were defining themselves by being not the other people to such a degree that I found them snobby. Then I realized
you didn't fit in at all.
I didn't fit in at all. But then I realized if I had spent less time thinking about how I was cooler than everybody there, I would have met the actual cool people that were definitely and I just isolated myself. I think that's what that person's in the middle of, is just thinking he's so much smarter and deeper than everybody that he's missing all
of
the cool people.
And then you get caught up in it. Just find the balance. Like, don't be too judgmental, but still be discerning.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we're so lucky in comedy, because there's just like a built-in...
smart person friend
everyone
group.
You talk to, I mean, every time you go out, your interest, it's interesting.
Yeah, I really am the worst person to ask advice for any of this stuff, because I did stand-up for 4 years before I lost my virginity. I was 17.
You're almost never around people who aren't on board with you already.
Like that's like you guys met me when I was like fucking like
young
in high school.
17.
I was at, yeah.
Wait, you were 17 when you lost your virginity or when you started?
I was 21 when I lost my virginity.
Was it to a comedy fan?
No.
Where'd you find her?
It was that's actually so. This is a story that's very like, oh, I was 21. This was 2014 when this happened.
Were right? you at UC Santa Barbara? It's sounding a little bit salty.
This was it was a woman who was a friend of my friend, mm-hmm. a friend of my roommate at the time. And this is I think like okay, so the part of this story that really is a tale of like how 2014 this was, is there was a Riff Raff music video.
Sure.
Tiptoeing in my Jordans. I think you know this story.
I mean, I already forgot it, so you could just keep telling it.
So my roommate was like, oh, they're taking submissions for like dancers for this Riff Raff video. Like we should make a video. What if we were in a Riff Raff video? Ha ha ha. And he invited this friend of his over. And I met her via him. And this is the woman that I lost my virginity to. But there was one.
This was your audition for Riff Raff's music videos yes. producer.
They weren't. By the way, they yes. weren't asking how you met the person. They're asking like
how it happened. Well, yeah, that's banging how it the person. Happened.
Yeah,
you banged her with the Riff Raff video playing.
We like banged.
Where'd the friend go?
What's up?
You had to ask your friend like, hey, you know what?
No, like we kind of connected that day, and then I just ended
she
up coming over.
She saw your moves.
She yeah. saw the moves, and then it was there was one time before that I had counted that at the time that I don't count anymore.
Okay.
Where there was like a house party that we had, and I met somebody that she was like dancing. She was like grinding on me.
And oh, you had the Vaseline.
And then she like.
Vaseline shorts.
Went back to my room. We're on the twin bed, and then it went in. It went in, and then I immediately folded.
Oh, okay,
got
but
it.
At the time I was like, my dick went into a pussy.
Yeah, that counts.
Like, it totally counts, and it's good to do.
Does that.
Does that
count as my first time?
Of course,
I count.
Yes.
You
thought you lose your virginity when you fuck really good for a long time?
I thought that it counted when you actually fuck. Because like we didn't like it's like my dick
you're
went
still
in,
a virgin.
And then it you're just not, didn't.
You're and not a. You're, I think you're still
I
a virgin.
I just didn't operate.
I think you're still a virgin until you make a woman multiple orgasm from penetrative sex.
Oh,
that's yeah. That's when you lose your virginity mm-hmm. is when it's penetrative. And
then I lost my virginity at 12.
Well, what do you think, boys?
Well, I feel like this has been very illuminating.
Yeah, we've learned a lot
yeah.
of stuff.
Good.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Do you guys have a sign off or anything?
No,
not really. I mean,
you guys are casual, huh?
Dates. I guess we plug.
Let's plug dates. We got some dates to plug, actually.
Yeah, let's all plug dates.
That's a good idea. We haven't done a date plug.
Brandon, we have dates?
What do you got coming up?
Oh, Moshe and I are going out to dinner with another couple.
Next Wednesday.
All of our dates.
Yeah.
April 15th will be in... Oh, no, April... Yeah, April 15th? Yeah, April 15th, I'm going to be in Seattle at the Vera Project. And April 16th, I'm going to be in Tacoma at Real Art. And in May, I'm gonna be in London.
At the Soho.
London in May. It's at Soho. Yeah.
That's a fun place. That's a really fun place.
That's May 9th through 14th.
Awesome.
Have you been? Have you done?
We did the Soho. And
did a Soho run.
It's really fun.
It's a super fun.
Super
spot.
And it's just beautiful. It's right in the middle.
It's
of
It's just really superior, and yeah. really gonna love it.
But it might be in full scale all Europe war at that point. So there's it's hard to know what's going.
You can enlist.
You can jump the border, dude. It's not that difficult to get to Ukraine from England, honestly.
I mean, if there weren't like
train, right?
Honestly, it's kind of bad if you don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would recommend it.
We were talking before how Louis should have done the shows.
Louis C.K. apparently was in Ukraine the night that
he
Russia
was about to,
he had a show.
His flight got canceled.
Is that what happened?
He wasn't in Ukraine.
He didn't. He never
he
made
was
it.
He never made it to Ukraine, but there was going to be a show.
He's
the
ghost of
next
Kiev.
Night.
He's the ghost of Kiev. The red ghost of Kiev. Louis C.K. had a theater date in Kiev the night of the Russian invasion, and we were saying he should have, it would have been the most badass thing ever if he had done it. He would have uncanceled himself because he would have, it would have been such a heroic, legendary move that it would have canceled, he would have cross canceled. But unfortunately, that didn't occur. Yeah. He just, what did we say? Ate dinner at a airport in Brussels and then flew to Vienna the next day. Speaking of places you're going to go, Natasha and I will be at the Moon Tower Just for Laughs Festival in Austin.
Really?
April 13th through the 24th. Oh, gosh. We're not going to be there the whole time.
I better put that in my calendar.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're coming to Austin. That'll be a lot of fun. And I think we're doing some other stuff, too, but I don't remember what
14th,
now.
Not 14th through the 24th.
Well, that's the whole festival.
You don't know the date. Of the
At this moment, I don't know the
but
date.
But you'll figure it out. They'll look it up.
Yeah, look up Moon Tower. That's
Google Moon Tower Moshe Natasha.
Yep.
All right.
You'll find it.
Yeah.
It's I've canceled so many dates that I
that's one we haven't canceled
feels
yet.
Like real anymore.
Wait a second.
But now that World War III is starting, I'm definitely ready to get back on the road.
I have the actual date. It's the 14th and 15th of April. We're going to be in Austin,
and
Texas.
You're doing stand-up and you're doing the podcast.
And the podcast. Yeah. Jack, do you guys do live podcasts ever?
We just did a couple of them, yeah.
Cool. Are they awesome?
Yeah, they're pretty fun.
Well, so go check them out. If you're an Endless Honeymoon podcast listener, port over to the pod.
And vice versa, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a YBS person out there, yeah. You know,
listen to
Endless Honeymoon.
We have another segment that we've run out of time for, but we usually play people's deep, dark secrets that they leave on our voicemail. Should we play one?
Sure.
Let's play one.
I would love that.
Play one before we say goodnight. Here's the secret for the road.
Hi, Natasha. Hi, Moshe. So my very embarrassing secret is that about 4 years ago, after a sexual encounter with my boyfriend, okay. I went to pee, and when I came back, my puppy was on the bed eating something. We then realized he was trying to swallow the used condom.
That's what's up.
And then when we tried to yank it out, he just gulped it down even faster. So I panicked. I was worried.
My dog gay as fuck.
Tangled, since he was probably about 10 pounds at the time, I want to say. And also that I would have to go to the emergency clinic and explain the situation. Not only to the vet workers, but also to my parents, since I was still living with them as a broke college student. So I had to secretly search his poop every day until he finally pooped it out.
Oh, what?
He was fine. But now I have to live with the fact that my dog ate and digested a condom filled with my boyfriend's ejaculation.
Why didn't we open with that?
I was hoping she'd pivot to like the concern at the end was actually like, yo, don't you think my dog's kind of gay for that though?
That's what sucks about like when you start letting dogs and children into your life, things get disgusting.
They definitely right. get
like
disgusting.
My kid is like, even today she was like, Mom, remember when Pablo ate my poop? Like she thinks it's so funny. Like she like he found her shit.
In a little kid potty.
In a kid potty and ate it. But she remembers it and she thinks it's so funny.
I mean, yeah, if you're a 4-year-old, there's nothing funnier than
the dog eating great material.
It's so disgusting.
I love the idea of this girl going to her parents and being like, Mom, I need some money for surgery for Sparky because he's got a condom full of nut inside of him right now. And we've got to take care of that.
He wanted the nut. Let him eat it.
Yeah, he's just a dog.
I don't care about my dogs.
No, come on. Look, he's right here.
It'd be better if the dog died.
Yeah,
and you know why.
Yeah. Oh, and you could never say. And they do autopsies, don't they?
I don't think you have to pay for it.
Well, all right, there we go. That's the end of the podcast.
All
right. Right? Okay, Jack. Bye, you guys. Thank you for coming over.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us in your home.
And also, thank you for having us on your podcast.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on our podcast as well.